Okay, today, Hashem, we're learning further in Perek Yud Beis of Misach Sivamos. Today, we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So, we said that if you do a chalitza without saying the psukim, the last Mishnah said, for sure the chalitza is kosher. What if you have a yavam or a yavama who are not able to say the psukim? Not just that they didn't, but they're not able to say the psukim. So, and also we're going to talk about a chalitza with a yavam or a yavama or young children. So, achirish anechlatz, if a chalitza was done by a deaf-mute yavam, v'achareshes shechalza, or was done by a yavama who was chareshes, who's deaf-mute, v'achareshes shechalza, or if a yavama did a chalitza to a yavam who's not yet an adult, he's a katan, chalitza sepsula, then the chalitza is possible because the yavam and the yavama have to be able to speak, and the yavam has to be of age. He has to be a bar mitzvah already with shtei sa'aros. Ketana shechalza, if a ketana does chalitza, tachlos mishetagdil. She's going to have to do chalitza again when she becomes over bas mitzvah. Avim lo chalza chalitza sepsula. But if she didn't do the additional chalitza when she became bas mitzvah, then her original chalitza is possible because the yavama must also be a bas mitzvah in order for the chalitza to be kosher. Now, Mishnah Hay tells us that, you know, we learned at the very beginning of the parak that the chalitza has to be done in front of a beizdin. So the Mishnah talks about a chalitza that was done without a beizdin. Chalitza b'shnayim. Let's say she did chalitza in front of two dayanim, or b'shlosh of nimtzachanim karov apostle, or maybe it was in front of three dayanim, but later one of them was found out to be a karov who's not allowed to be a dayan, or a apostle, someone who's apostle from being a dayan. So chalitza sapsula, her chalitza is then going to be apostle because you at least have to have three dayanim. Meaning that's an absolute requirement. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sander, Machshir. However, Rabbi Shimon and Yochanan Sander say that it is still kosher because even though it's supposed to be done in front of three dayanim, that is not ma'akev. One time there was a chalitza done between Yavam and Yavama when they were all alone in prison. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva thought that that's good enough that the Beis Din is not ma'akev in the chalitza. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a deaf-mute man does the is involved in the chalitza, or a deaf-mute woman does the chalitza, or a man is a katan who's under bar mitzvah, or the woman is a ketana who's under bas mitzvah, in all those cases the chalitza is possible. Mishnah Hay, we said that if you did the chalitza not in front of a bezin, but only in front of two people, or in front of three people, but one of them turned out to be an invalid dayan because he's a karav or apostle, according to the Tanakhama, the chalitza is possible, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Hassan, the chalitza is going to be kosher, and we back up the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sander by telling a story that one time a chalitza was done in jail by a yavam and a yavama, all alone with no one watching them, and Rabbi Akiva said that that's perfectly kosher because b'diavad we don't require that the chalitza be done in front of a Beis Din, meaning although it should be done in front of a Beis Din, it's not Ma'akev. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph.